Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 373 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the topic titled, Don't Panic. Don't Panic. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to the last 5 days of the year. It has been your doing, and it is indeed marvelous in our sight. Lord, we just thank you for everything you've done all year. In any way we have sinned or erred, we pray that you have mercy on us and cleanse and purify us of all our sins, of all unrighteousness, and of all iniquity. As we study your word this morning, I pray that may you fill us afresh with your spirit. I pray that may our hearts be ready to receive your word. And your word says that the seed is the word. Let your word be implanted as a seed in our hearts, and let it bring forth a harvest of righteousness. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So today, we're going to be discussing the topic titled, Don't Panic. Don't Panic. And the anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Luke chapter 21, verses 10 to 19. Luke 21, verses 10 to 19. And I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version, the ESV. And one thing I'm just going to say is this. Merry Christmas, and I wish you a wonderful new year in advance. The one thing I just want to say is remember the reason for Christmas is not to wear special clothes or to eat special meals. I'm not saying you can do those things. There's nothing evil or wrong about those things. But just remember the reason. Jesus died to save us from our sins. And accepting the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, is the best decision you can ever make in your life. And if that's a decision you've not taken, I will invite you to do so today. Again, as I've said many times, I'm not a commitment extractor, but I will encourage you to listen to episodes 254, episodes 287 on the website. They show you what it means to follow Jesus Christ. And also recently, I think either one, two, or three podcasts ago, I talk about what it means to be a Christ follower. It really walks you through the true cost of following Jesus. Because following Jesus doesn't mean that, it be the absence of trouble or the absence of problems in your life. As many prosperity gospel preachers teach these days, that's flat out wrong, right? So it's just a matter of there is a cost, but trust me, it is worth the cost. And you're not going to bear that cost in your own strength. You know, the Lord does not leave you helpless. He is. When you give your life to Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. And also the grace of God is there to help you. So just remember that. And if you do make that decision at the end of episode 254, there's an opportunity for you to say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. And if you do make that decision, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website, divineinterventionlifelessons.com. divineinterventionlifelessons.com, episodes 96 to 101. Talks about the five basic responsibilities of a believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. All right. So let's read Luke 21, verses 10 to 19. Again, from the ESV version, he says, "Then he said to them," and just a preamble, this is talking about the signs of the end of the age. Jesus was literally talking to his disciples. All right, so he says, "Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places, famines and pestilences. And there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. And you'll be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it therefore in your minds not to meditate beforehand how to answer. For I'll give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You'll be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. And some of you they will put to death. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So what are we learning from this reading? Signs of the end of the age. Let me ask you this. Many of these things that were described here, have you seen or experienced any of these things? Do you see these things happening in the world? I'm going to argue that the answer to that is probably a big fat yes. There's nations arising against nations, either economically or in a military perspective, right? Christians are being tossed in prisons, right? Christians are being put to death. Many evil things have happened this year, right? Like, for example, I mean, Nigeria, you know, I come from Nigeria. In Nigeria, Christians are being slaughtered by the thousands, and the government keeps denying it, right? Evils are happening, right? Families are turning against each other, right? Even you see like a sister going after her brother, or a brother going after his sister, or parents going after their kids because they are not on the same page spiritually. One is a Christ follower, the other is not, right? So there's lots of expressions of evil going on in the world today, right? But God is saying that, hey, don't panic. Just be calm. It's okay, right? God actually gives us specific things to do during these times, you know, because again, to be honest with you, if you focused on the world, you focused on news media, your heart is going to quake with fear in the midst of all these wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and pestilences in diverse places, right? In fact, the news media kind of recognizes that fear sells, right? You almost never hear good news reported on TV. What you hear most of the time is bad news, right? Bad news. Sometimes there's a popular station that I call Bad News Network, right? Just always fear, always bad news. This killing, this school shooting, this. I'm not saying that those things don't happen. But man, it would be nice if some good news got reported, right? Because again, if you stoke fear, right? If you stoke chagrin, you can divide people some more. You can scare people some more, right? But God is saying that, hey, no, calm down, right? You know, there's this portion of scripture that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, right? Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. He's like, oh, your enemies are in front of you. But God is like, just calm down. I got your back. I got you, right? So I want you to have that perspective. And this is one of the reasons why knowing Christ is so amazing. I'm not saying you won't go through suffering. I mean, look at this here from this reading in Luke 21, 10 to 19. These people were going through suffering, right? But God was like, hey, I got your back, right? It doesn't mean you won't go through suffering, but you just realize that God is going through it with you, right? And if he's going through it with you, he will see you through. He will see you through, right? So just calm down and don't panic. Because the thing is, the devil wants you to panic. And the thing is, when you panic, the devil knows that, oh, that may lead you to throwing the towel in your relationship with God. Well, don't do that, right? Keep trusting the Lord. Keep trusting the Lord, right? Because that's the thing. And this is why the prosperity gospel is so dangerous, right? Where people get convinced that, hey, things will always be good. Things will never be tough. Things will never be bad. Well, no, the Lord does not promise us that, right? The Lord does not promise us that, right? The Lord does not promise us that. Look at many of the apostles. You want to tell me that they didn't face opposition? They did, right? But God was still on the move, and God's will and purposes were still established on the earth and are still being established to this day on the earth, right? So I think it's just very important. Don't panic. Don't be afraid, right? The Bible says God has not given me a spirit of fear, right? But of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You can have a sound mind even in the midst of chaos, right? You know, think about it. Abraham, God said, oh, go sacrifice your son. But he just went the next morning, right? Look at Daniel. He continued his tradition even after they released the law and edicts that, hey, nobody must worship or pray to any other god other than the king. Whatever. He just continued his normal life. These are people that trusted in God, right? Because a person that doesn't panic is a person that trusts in God. And let me tell you this, God will not be telling you to not panic, to fear not, if scary circumstances were not going to come your way, right? But you need to learn to trust God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Literally, it is impossible to please God, right? The Bible says he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, right? So don't be afraid, right? Because the life of a believer, you're going to face a lot of things, right? You're going to face a lot of opposition. The world is not going to like you, right? Look at verse 17. He said, you'll be hated by all for my name's sake. In fact, let me tell you this. If the world really likes you, chances are you're not walking in line with the will of God. That's the truth. The world loves the prosperity gospel. That should be tell you that, oh yeah, this is not God's word. This is a heresy, right? This is not scriptural, right? So I'll just encourage you, like, you're going to be hated by the world. You're going to be hated by the world. Why do you think Charlie Kirk was killed? You think they liked his message? No, they did not like his message, right? So just kind of keep these things at the back of your mind, right? But the Lord says that, hey, just by your endurance, you will gain your lives. So what is the Lord calling you to do here with all these scary things that are going on? He's just telling you, stand firm. Stand firm and be a witness. Stand firm and be a witness. That's your job. Stand firm, endure, be a witness. Right? Stand firm and be a witness. Those are your two jobs in the midst of all the opposition and the expressions of evil that are going on in the world today. Just stand firm. So stand firm means, hey, don't throw in the towel, don't lose your faith, don't cast away your confidence, trust in God, right? And then be a witness. In those circumstances, witness, right? When you're thrown in prison, a witness in that prison, when you're thrown before a magistrate or before people that want to kill you, hey, witness to them. Look at Stephen. When he was about to be stoned to death, he gave this wonderful speech where he was telling people about God. He was being a witness in that circumstance, right? So be a witness. Even if your co-workers hate you, be a witness amongst them, right? Be a witness amongst them. So really, those are your two jobs. Those are your two jobs. Stand firm, be a witness. And don't panic. Stand firm, right? Endure. These tough times are not... Who wants tough times? Nobody, right? But the thing is, honestly, tough times really help with growth in your walk with God. You know, if you look at all the different churches, amongst the seven churches in the book of Revelation, you know, between Revelations chapter 2 and 3, the church that I believe probably faced the greatest opposition, if I'm remembering correctly, was the church in Sardis. But man, that church, Jesus did not have anything wrong to say about them. It was A+ for them, right? So, and Jesus Christ, if you remember, the Bible says that he learned obedience through suffering. Right? The thing is, the life of a believer is a life of suffering, right? You know, in this groveling and struggle against the world, against the temptations of the world and all these things. But growth is happening through those things, right? And even in fulfilling God's will, that's the thing. There's bound to be opposition. Look at Apostle Paul. God gave him an instruction. Hey, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. Did he not face opposition? Oh, yeah, he did. He was beaten. He was stoned. He was left for dead. He was thrown in prison. He was homeless. He suffered many things, right? In fact, there is a part in the book of Acts that says that through many trials, we must enter the kingdom of God, right? So the entry into the kingdom of God is through many trials. In fact, Jesus does not promise you a broad road. He said, hey, broad is the road that leads to destruction. There's many that take that road, but narrow is the way that leads to life. And there's few that take it, right? It's found by very few. So I'll encourage you. What is the lesson today? There's going to be tough times in the world. There's going to be scary circumstances. There's going to be many things that the devil will bring your way to try to get you throwing the towel. But stand firm. Don't panic. Be a witness. And the Lord will see you through. Right? And in that your weakness, the strength of the Lord will be made perfect. And remember, it's not your power that is sustaining it. It's not your might that is sustaining it. It's the Spirit of the living God. So thank you for listening to me today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Lord, not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit. We cannot do any of these things in our own strength, but we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So give us the grace and the strength in the midst of all the expressions of evil and the trials and the temptations that are going on in the world. Give us the grace to endure, to stand firm, number one. Give us the grace to not panic, number two. Give us the grace to keep being light. Your word says in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Give us the grace to not join the world to sin, but to stand apart in holiness and in righteousness, reflecting the light of God. Reflecting the light of God. Reflecting the light of God. Please, Lord, help us. And I pray that you please save the souls of all those all over the world that do not know you. And I pray that may you continue to protect and shield and gird your followers in Nigeria and in all areas of the world where there is religious persecution. We praise you and we worship you, O God. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So thank you for listening to me in this episode. God willing, I'll see you in episode 374. But have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you and bye for now. Shalom.